Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and for sure we're going to talk a lot about curling today. But most important, the phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And we have a special guest that we're going to hear more about after the first break, but Kim Tuck is here with us today. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Steve, we got a big announcement to make.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I was in the office yesterday.
You were the one who handed it to me.
I did hand it to you.
I threw it back at you.
What's this? You know what it was.
But instead of saying, we are always saying we're the 2023 Consumer's Choice Award, now we are a two-time winner.
Yes, we are.
Of the Consumer's Choice Award. We won it again.
Yes, we did.
Woo!
Yay! Congratulations.
It's a big deal.
Yep, it is a big deal. So it's
one. Thank you. Thank you for all the people who voted.
Yeah, it's one of the awards that it's not, I put it out there and please go vote. You can't do that with the Consumer's Choice Award. It is a third party where they go out and check, and we won it again.
Yeah, we did.
So it's awesome. So we're the 2023 and 2024.
There we go. Congratulations.
Congratulations, you guys.
Yeah.
To all the staff.
Pretty proud of that. I just threw it back at him and said, oh, yeah, we won it again, Steve. There you go. Now, I've won it 12 years in a row.
Oh, well, aren't you special, Peter?
Yeah. We can't talk about the first 10.
No, we can't.
But 12 years.
We'll just talk about the last two.
Now, I got a email curling.
Okay.
It's from Goldline.
Okay.
So Goldline has a store, a London location, located on Southdale by Ernest.
Right, yep.
And they said, can you spread the word? We're looking to hire some people to work in the store. They can email me at erin@goldline.ca. So that's erin@goldline.ca.
Do you want to forward that to me? What hours are they looking for?
It's going to have to be after 10 o'clock on Saturday.
All right. Just checking.
Yep. But if there's anybody out there looking for part-time, just wants to
I'd be great in retail there.
Yeah. Except you'd be testing all the brooms. You'd be buying new shoes each year and then complaining.
I would just make sure, I had a nice, fresh pair every year.
Yeah. Well, do you want to tell the Gold Line story?
Oh, listen, you need to get over that, right?
Get over it?
Yeah, you need to get over it.
So I take Steve to the Gold Line store.
You come to the Gold Line store with you, I want to pick up a broom.
Yeah, so I'm going to get a broom, and I'm going to, and back then I was on the board of Curling Canada, so I had to get the world head.
Yes.
So that I was using the correct head, and nobody could get mad at me. So I go in and I buy, $300-$400 worth of stuff.
Sweet, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Steve, they turned to Steve and said, well, you want this? You can have it for free.
They gave me a competition. They gave me a competition head for free.
Nice.
And I'm standing there going, I spent the $400 and you're giving him the product for free.
Yeah, I was picking out the stuff for him, right? Here, you need this. You need this.
You're probably trying to get rid of that corn broom he uses all the time.
Yeah.
I don't. It is retired.
Oh, I can't believe that.
All last year.
No way.
Yeah. Didn't see the curling club at all.
Wow.
Gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at you.
I'm just an all-around. Yeah, now I've got it figured out. I'm not throwing any better, but I just don't use the corn broom anymore.
But he gets free product wherever he goes.
That's part of being in sales, Peter.
Now, you did have a tear in your eye earlier.
Yes.
Would you like to? Yes. Would you like to read what you got the tear in your eye for?
Okay. We had a new review on Google, so I'll take a minute to read this. I had several companies come out to my place for a quote prior to giving Peter Inch a call. None of them compared. I know the Inch name, having lived in London for over 30 years now. When Steve from Peter Inch appeared at my house for the quote, he was the only guy who noticed that my basement had the cold air returns roughed in and ready to go, but the vents themselves had never been cut into the walls and installed. Right off the bat, I liked the eye for detail they had. He is also the only guy to do a full and proper walk measurement of my house. The other two companies did not. I won't say their names. If people want to know, they can just read it. The other big bonus to Peter Inch, in my mind, is they deal Carrier products, which are top of the line. Luke and Jordan were the installers at my house, and they did a fantastic job. Both extremely pleasurable to deal with, very nice guys, and they know their stuff. My installation required some cutting into my ceiling in my finished basement in a few spots, and Luke and Jordan got the job done with minimal invasion and mess. Steve came back both mornings with Luke and Jordan to check on everything and make sure the work being done was what was quoted and planned, and to make sure we were happy. At the end of the installation, they made sure we understood the entire system and walked us through everything that was done and how to operate it. Luke even noticed that my water heater was missing a small pipe that is supposed to be attached to the vent near the top and had some piping in the truck to retrofit it properly. Just as a good gesture. Unreal. Overall, the experience was beyond amazing. I'm very glad I called them and went with my gut feeling over the other companies. There is a reason Peter Inch has a perfect 5.0 rating on here, and it shows in the way they do business and the work they complete. Highly recommend.
You need a Kleenex? You want my tissue here? How many times? Three times she mentioned Steve's name there?
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It is. That's very nice. And the customer's first name?
That is Rob and Sarah.
Rob and Sarah. Thank you very much, Rob and Sarah. We appreciate that very much. Next time, just leave Steve's name out of it. And no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Wow.
Three times you were mentioned in there.
Yeah.
So that's great. And yes. There's pictures.
And there's pictures.
So. Yeah. So go to our Google reviews and take a look at that, and you can see some beautiful pictures of the install.
And really what a new Carrier hybrid heat pump system looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to...
Did I take too much time?
Yes, you did.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. You're grooving a little bit there, Steve.
Should I call it now? Is it about September?
What about September?
Well, September's here. This is the month of September.
Yes, yeah. I figured the first one would make it. You've had a tough 2 or 3 weeks there where you couldn't guess the music, so I thought I would give you an easy one.
I had to phone a friend. And she's bailed me out many times, yeah. Yes.
But the last one... You know, which will be off the air. We'll get you to try to figure out where that one fits into this whole September.
Andy Williams?
Yeah.
Don't cheat.
Yeah.
Wow.
What are you looking at? That's how you figured it out.
Cheater.
You can see my
I can't.
Name.
Believe me, I can't.
Cheater.
Cheater.
So now becomes a big announcement. We've got Wes on the phone. Hi, Wes.
Hello.
How are you?
Thanks for having me.
No problem.
Good,
so,
thank you.
I'm going to turn it over to you and Kim to make this huge announcement.
Oh, I thought you were going to make the announcement, Peter.
Oh, this is exciting. Okay.
Okay, yes. So we're here to announce a couple things, actually. We're here first and foremost to announce that Peter Inch and Associates will be returning as our team sponsor, which we are so thankful for. Thank you, you guys, and also the staff. And actually, we've got a change in the lineup.
We dumped them. How many years did it take before we dumped him?
It's been a long time.
You dumped Wayne?
Yeah. Well,
wow.
I know,
congratulations,
right?
Wes. This is amazing.
It took me about 4 years to edge him out, but yeah, look, it sounds like I finally did it.
Did you take him out? Did you take his knee out? Was that you?
Yeah, you were actually at that event.
Nobody saw anything.
Okay, got it. Wow, this is a big change.
Yeah, so Wayne unfortunately sustained a bit of an injury kind of last year at the end of the season, and he's pretty busy with his mixed double super series. So we found last year a little bit difficult for him trying to play in those events as well as run them. And so then when that kind of happened, Wes and his team were also at the Ontario Mixed Provincials in Woodstock. And so him and I kind of have always been joking how we were going to get rid of Wayne at some point in time.
Wow. Okay.
Good. Yes, joking. So, that's what we were doing, Ken.
Yeah. We were manifesting it for the last
I see.
Years.
Yes. Somebody overheard that conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Wes has agreed to come on board with me, and I'm super looking forward to the season. And
wow.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
This is exciting. This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And how's Wayne feeling about this?
Actually, you know, I wasn't sure how it was kind of going to go over. The original thought maybe was that Wayne would play a couple of events and then, you know, Wes would play in some of the other ones. And he's just, he was like, with the things that have changed with the Olympic trials, qualifying and things like that, he's like, you guys should just go play. And then you guys can, you know, make your own schedule and do what you want. I've had the pleasure of curling with Wes before.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Now, Wes, he's not moving into your house, is he?
No, but
okay,
he could. I'd be happy to have him. Yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally, depending on where events are, I might move in for a week or so, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, very cool. This is it. Well, and what's your first event?
Our first event is, you caught me off guard here. Why do I feel like I looked at this last night? What is the first event? Do you remember what I said?
I feel like it was, I'm trying to pull
oh
it
my
up
God,
there.
We're a little bit behind on the preparations, obviously. I think our first event is either Palmerston or one of the Ontario Mixed Doubles Tour events.
Okay.
So we've got a few of those on the schedule, and then we're also playing in a couple of the mixed doubles.
Well, if you make sure that you let us know your schedule, because if it's local, then I will come and watch. Right?
I did send it to Peter. I wasn't sure. I can't remember.
That.
I know Wes is also playing men's too, so we're kind of plotting things in and around. But
I've been playing against that Peter Inge logo for the better part of two decades,
and now you get to wear it, Wes.
Great. Exactly. Yeah.
I hope you like yellow and blue.
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely. But there's no better color combination.
Yeah. Well, this congratulations.
And, yeah. Super excited.
Hope a great success on the curling ice.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm looking forward
Thank
to
you.
It.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And let Wayne know I have a good knee surgeon.
Okay.
You know, if he wants to get that replaced, it's two-year wait.
No, what do you say?
Yeah. Wes is like, never.
No. It takes 2 years, Wes, so worry about it.
Okay. I think he's probably prepping for seniors.
We'll have one at all by then.
That's right.
Awesome. I like that attitude. Absolutely. Yes.
We'll
that's
have that
perfect.
Olympic medal, in our office hanging. No pressure, guys. No pressure.
Well, if you bring home a medal at the Olympics, there'll be no living with them, right?
With Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'll just wear it all day, every day. I'll just, first thing, walk around. Look at this.
Yeah, look at this.
And have they chosen where the mixed doubles Olympic trials are?
I don't believe so, but I have a sneaking suspicion it's probably going to be out west.
Well, maybe. Maybe it should be in London.
Maybe it should be in London.
Maybe the big committee should get going on this.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be kind of cool, right?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, down at the Bud.
Mm, yeah. Mixed doubles is alive and well in this area, so yeah.
Maybe there's some we can put a little input in there,
Yeah. Hey, Curling Canada.
Yeah.
Listen.
London.
Yeah.
London.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for you guys and look forward to your year.
Yes, very much so.
Welcome to the team, Wes.
Yep.
And
thank you.
We're going to have a lot of fun, and like we say, I'll send that scheduled to Steve now that I've been holding it just to my own.
Wow.
So. It's been top secret.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
No, you actually didn't know. You weren't wondering why I was here by myself today.
Well, not always. I mean, I know Wayne's it's golf season.
Yes,
so,
he is golfing this morning. Yes.
Well, I just thought he'd be playing golf. Sure. That's all. Yeah. I mean, I'd be playing golf instead of being here. I'm kidding. Sorry.
We'll talk about your golf game last week.
No,
as
we won't.
Get a little closer,
Yeah, it's a one-off, Peter.
I beat him, Wes. Just so you know, I beat him last Sunday. So,
yeah, every now and then, miracles happen, right?
Well, anyways, congratulations.
Yes.
Enjoy the ride, and if there's anything we can do to help you guys to make your season of success, you let us know.
Yeah,
I think you've got a really fancy Jeep, don't you?
Yeah. Well, as a matter of fact, we
got
a second
Ottawa
Jeep.
And Wes has got to come here.
We have two Jeeps. Yeah, we have two
We have three Jeeps. We have two Wranglers and one Cherokee. Yeah. So take your pick, whichever one you want.
Right. Well, that'll work, yeah. Just roll up in those to every event.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Just intimidate everyone right from the get-go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'd be riding in style.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, we could give them the big, you know, ProMaster, you know, the huge.
We could, like, turn it into, like, a camper van.
We could put the street curling in the back, you know, and people could try curling all the way as you drive to the event.
Yeah, there you go.
I got some great ideas.
You do.
One end of the province to the other.
Yeah. Oh. Well, congratulations. And, you know, we're awful proud. It's been, what, 10 years? 11
years?
Yeah,
you've been with us since 2014.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, we're there to the end.
We appreciate it.
No. Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys and all you do and carrying our logo across this great country.
Yep.
So. It'll be a lot of fun.
She is wearing her.
Yes.
Yeah. Jersey.
I'm thinking I should have had mine on.
No.
I wear it Tuesday. I'm men's league.
I know you do. Yes. And all my team said all year was, like, do you think you can sponsor us? No.
Tell them to come and curl on the.
Oh, yes.
On my team. Yeah. Maybe we'll get you.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, thanks, Wes. We won't keep you, but thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. Have a great long weekend.
Yes.
And we'll see you on the ice.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me, and look forward to meeting everyone and touring down in that area. Perfect. Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Wes.
Bye.
So there you go. Big announcement.
Right.
It is huge.
It's pretty big.
I think that's, what, two teams we've announced. We got one more to do.
Mm-hmm.
A junior ladies team. That will hopefully get in. There, one's going to Western, so when Western gets in, hopefully we can bring them in at that point.
Yeah,
talk to them. So, but this is our big announcement.
Yeah, it's a pretty big one.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be a lot of fun, and like they say, they move the Olympic trials up.
Yes. Right?
So that's good too.
It's made a big change, I think, in how the schedule we've noticed. Oh,
I just got a text. Whoa, one of those Jeeps is for us.
Oh, let me guess who that is.
Right?
I'll take one guess.
Yeah, that would be Laura, yes.
Well, you did say you have three.
Well, thank you for listening, Laura and Scott. That's awesome, actually, yes.
We got to have Laura and Scott in here.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you got to bring them in. So.
Yeah.
But, yep, so you'll have to compete a little bit against Peter Inch against Peter Inch there.
Okay. It'll work. So. It'll work.
It will work, yes.
Oops. Al, do you want to talk about your golf game? We just got a short minute here.
No, we can just end.
I beat you in golf, Steve.
I didn't have a very good day, Peter, and you beat me by one stroke.
Okay.
And I
had
still a win.
Stop it.
I had an 8 on the first hole and a 7 on the last hole.
Yeah, so what is that saying about me?
And I beat you by one stroke.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. But I had some awesome holes there.
I was absent.
Pars. I even had a birdie, didn't I? I think I got a birdie.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Probably. Yeah. I did not, on the other hand.
No. And my putting wasn't the best, which is normally really good.
Yeah, but mine, I don't ever three-putt. I had 3 3-putts. Yeah, so just it was bad.
Really I had a tear in my eye every time you three-putted.
But then,
did you frame the card?
I brought out the...
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we'll maybe tell that story.
And you tanked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We'll tell that when we come back. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Stay for just a while. Stay and let me look at you. It's been so long I hardly knew you. Standing in the door.
Can you name the singer, Steve?
Is it Paul Anka?
No, it's not Paul Anka.
Kim?
Oh, it's Billy Joel?
No. Neil Diamond.
Oh, okay, of course.
Going
it is.
Way back. To get a little Neil Diamond in there.
Paul Anka's going way back.
Yeah. And the name of the song is September Morn.
Oh, there we go.
See?
This is what you do all week, right?
That's right. That's why they're all sitting out there and songs are blasting. And I do.
Is he working?
And I have it on full because I got to get the full experience. Can't just have it quiet.
And you can't just plug in your headphones, right?
No, my headphones are held for the radio.
Oh,
they're,
sorry.
Yes. They're set special. To the radio mode.
Okay, so got it. Can. Okay, yeah. Did they expand, right?
They do. As my head gets bigger,
I know. Just checking.
Especially the last 2 weeks when you couldn't figure it out, my head was really big.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the golf thing.
Oh, yes. And the golf thing really put it over the top.
And oh, well, let's tell the story about the golf. So, Steve's...
He was having a really, really good round, right? And it was really... And then he chirps, right? He chirps, of course.
Peter chirps?
So then as he chirps, I have enough, right? So then I just... All I do is I look at him because I know this really burns him. And I went, hey, Pete, $13.5 million, Austin Matthews. And... His drives that he's been hitting so well, he hits that thing into the woods so quick, it just kerchunk. And I went, yes, thank you.
And I took a 7.
There is justice in the world sometimes, yes.
So then I said, well, you know, you're playing ahead of me this week. Oh, no, I'm not playing this week. I went, oh, you're bruised eagle.
No, I just... My nephew was married, and so he and his new wife are coming down to see Mike and Ava, and so we're all getting together. My brother Jeff's coming down with Syl, and we're getting together. We're going to be having brunch tomorrow, and then we're going to be playing golf at Kettle Creek. Yeah. Oh, nice. Then we're going to go for a little kayak, and then dinner. So we're going to we have a good day.
Yeah, that kayak. Still haven't seen the kayak.
Haven't you? Well, you know, you. It, maybe if you tell me some news or talk to me, then maybe I could invite you out for a little paddle.
He's been taking golf lessons, trying to improve.
Oh my goodness! Yes, yeah.
Now I should say I have a new member of my family.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Say what?
Beautiful Bailey. Pictures.
Who?
Bailey.
Who's Bailey?
Bailey. 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 You didn't see that dog movie where they go Bailey. Bailey. Bailey.
No, sorry, I'm not. Okay.
That movie, though.
But it's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
It's the dog's purpose.
Bailey
I
Boy.
Yeah, Bailey Boy.
But boy, okay, I'm kind of the third wheel out here and not seeing anything. Juan,
it's
do you know, you don't. Okay, all right. See. Okay.
It's a new dog. Jesse got a new dog yesterday.
So, really?
Yep. So we're going to introduce her to, I don't even know if it's a her or him.
The white
to the tundra today. Nice. We'll see if it survives its second day. So.
She won't.
No.
Yeah, tundra will eat her up and spit her out. Yeah. And then she'll be mad at you. Dead.
Yeah. Don't let her step on her. Tundra stepped on me this morning. It hurt.
Oh, so. Okay.
But, well, we better get back to some heating and air questions here before the whole show's done and we haven't even had one.
Okay.
Okay, thermostat. I updated my thermostat and we lost the Wi-Fi connection. Is that normal?
It can be. So when these thermostats do their updates, I mean, sometimes the software update, you know, you think it's going smoothly, but then, you know, sometimes the Wi-Fi signal just drops away. So if that's the case, then you probably have to reset it. So you just have to go into the settings and reestablish your Wi-Fi connection. And then you probably have to do that once, and it'll be fine. But there is time. Sometimes that does happen. So
when we install it, we'll set it up for you. Now, you need to know your password.
Yeah, we need to know your Wi-Fi password, yes.
If you don't know that, we can't set it up.
Can't do it, no.
But then once you know that, then if it ever drops out, you just have to go in. You should pay attention to the guys, what they're doing to get into those settings.
Yeah. And just, you know, obviously if your Wi-Fi drops the internet or drops the signal, just make sure that your Wi-Fi is active because sometimes your Wi-Fi is not active, right? Sometimes it needs to be reset.
Could be an outage.
Yep.
Like Rogers.
Yeah.
You know, where the whole world was out.
Yeah, right. And no one knew.
And the thermostats aren't working.
And we get phone calls? Yeah.
No, we couldn't get phone calls because we couldn't phone it.
Yeah, we were on Rogers, yes. Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, but all, you know, everybody with Ma Bell was applauding that one.
Yeah, who had that? Who had Bell? I was the only one in the whole company that had a phone. Everybody else, no phone.
It was bliss, actually. Absolutely bliss.
Peter couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Peter's trying to call. My phone's not ringing. Yeah, who's stressed out? Yeah. It'd be this guy over here. Yeah.
That's why I have no hair. So now you already answered this when you had that tear in your eye and you had to give you a cleanup.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just trying to sing my own praise because you don't give me any.
So yeah, well, I might read another one here. I don't think you're in. I don't make sure.
There you go. See, there we go. See,
but it said, "What products do you sell?"
What products do we sell? Do you want manufacturers, brands? Right. So we're a carrier dealer. So we sell carrier furnaces and heat pumps. We also sell Rinnai tankless hot water heaters. We also do some Navion water heaters as well. We do Rheem water heaters. We do some Rinnai and Trango 2 boiler work. We do Mitsubishi. There's a lot of stuff that we do, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And may have more.
Yeah, it just depends. It just depends on what need you have. So,
now curling rocks.
Yes.
Who's the best curling rock manufacturer in the world?
Canada Curling Stone Company.
Curling Stone Company. Where are they located?
Kamoka.
Locally.
Ontario. So they are local.
And how many curling rock manufacturers are there in the world?
Two.
And we have one here in Kamoka.
We do.
That's amazing.
And is it a corporation or is it family owned?
It is family owned.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty impressive. Are you proud of that?
Yes.
You guys do. I have, what? I think I have four of your curling stones in my house and work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. It's all, you know, autographed. And I even threw one down the ice.
Oh.
Yep. Well, you never knew.
Did it run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It was one when we said, Dwayne, we wanted these rocks, and then, oh, by the way, they got to be able to throw them.
Oh,
what?
Yes.
What?
I got to put a running surface on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. And they did.
They're not just decorative.
Yeah.
Right.
But they were. Yep. No. So it is. And how many stones do you manufacture in a year, roughly?
That's a good question. I would say, you know, probably around 50 sheets.
Wow.
So,
and that's 16 per sheet?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
16 rocks per sheet.
Right.
Yes.
Math.
Okay, well, I'd be more impressed if you could spit out the number for me.
That's what I was trying to go back in my head. What's the actual number?
And then where does the, what kind of granite is it?
So we use Trevor granite, which comes from the small town of Trevor in Wales. And yeah, it comes over by ocean and we produce it. And
what it, they call them sense. Blanks, is that right?
Yeah.
Cheeses.
Over there they call them cheeses.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 800 rocks.
Your calculator worked on your phone. Good job.
800 rocks. Yeah. Which doesn't seem like a lot, but that's a lot of curling stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And then you also
at 44 pounds a piece, right?
Yeah.
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 It's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you sell handles for them.
Yes.
You sell scrapers.
Yes.
You resharpen blades.
Yes.
Have you done St. Thomas Curling Club yet?
I think they're in the shop.
Okay. If not, let me know. I'll get them over. But because we're going to start pretty soon.
Yes.
Yeah. It's exciting.
September.
Right?
It's crazy. I don't know where the summer went.
No. So there's lots you do for the, and then you play professionally. Or
yes,
so
call it professional.
I call it professional. I only sponsor professional teams. Right, Steve?
Wow.
That's how he got out of sponsoring your team.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I guess my professional days are over, right? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, I'm not.
I'm still playing in seniors.
I am thinking of going back into the professional ranks.
Oh. Are you stick curling?
Stick curling.
There you go.
I'm getting pretty good at it. So yeah. I may give it a two-stick person or try.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to see stick doubles.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting, right?
I think actually Ilderton does stick doubles during the day, I think.
There.
Yeah.
But they have stick.
Not a lot of sweeping going on. But
no sweeping.
No sweeping.
Yep. The two-stick Ontario championship is no sweeping.
There you go.
Two. So one guy stands at one end, one guy stands at the other end. You just throw.
Yeah.
That's perfect. And I have the weight down. Hits are down.
Throwing the stick is actually harder than most people think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's unfair on the hits, let's be honest.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
it's like laser.
He's never been able to throw a four-second hit in his entire life until now. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, we'll come back to heating and air questions after the break, but you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
My love is strong as a lion, soft as the cotton you lie in. Times we got hot like an iron, you and I. Our hearts had never been broken. We were so innocent, darling. We used to talk till the morning, you and I. We had that mixtape on.
Got that one?
Do you know what I find so funny? Because I'm just over here laughing. I've never heard that song before in my life, and either of you, actually. Until, what's it called? Spotify comes along, and you just type in September, and all this stuff comes rambling out, and you go, oh, I like that. I'll play that. He won't know that. No, nobody knows that song.
That's J.P. Cooper.
Oh, really? And who's J.P. Cooper?
He is a great artist, has some wonderful songs. Just because you don't know him, that's, you know, you got to widen your music.
Apparently, I thought my musical
You didn't even know, and Juan wasn't here to know this. He didn't know Taylor Swift, August.
Honestly, Steve, honestly.
Really?
I can't.
Yes, Juan.
Even.
I'm not a Swifty, man.
Yeah. But everyone knows that song.
Well, do you know what? I didn't.
Most popular artist, and you didn't even know the song.
I have to get in your Spotify, and then...
Yeah, please, yeah, because apparently you're in his, because, yeah, he's pulling out stuff he's never heard of before, yeah.
Now, the next one, even threw a curveball, because it's A Wonderful Time of Year by Andy Williams, and you're probably going, well, that's a Christmas song, but when you hear it, you'll think of an ad. It always plays at this time of year.
Okay. So, all right.
But I couldn't play the ad because I wasn't advertising for companies.
I see. Okay. All right. Now, all right. Now I'm really confused, but okay. Yeah, okay.
So let me help you.
I was like that,
here.
Actually. When he sent me a song, I was like, wait. I think it's 3 months ahead, but
Well, not in his world. He's thinking it's snowing next week, so because he wants people to put their winter air conditioner covers on and get into furnaces, and yeah.
So well, I don't know what was worse, you not knowing Taylor Swift or him sending me a Christmas song.
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. Thank
Steve
you,
not
Juan.
Knowing Taylor Swift.
Oh,
my
bar okay.
Worse.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
And I was going to read.
Is there a heating and air question around here someplace?
I was going to read a Google review until you mentioned my that word that's really close to my heart, and we have a question.
What, the Toronto
about
Maple
that.
Leafs?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can you order an air conditioner cover?
Oh, yes.
For an 11-year-old air conditioner?
Oh, Kim's got this one.
I know that you, yes, you can, because I actually phoned Mr. Gilbert and said, Steve, we moved into this place. There is no air conditioner cover for our air conditioner. Can I get an air conditioner cover for you guys? And Steve said, why, yes, Kim. We can provide you with an air conditioner cover. And I do now have an air conditioner cover.
Well, and I appreciate this.
Thank you.
Customer was 11-year-old. That air conditioner's been out just getting beat up in the weather.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Now they're going to cover
kinda
it.
Kind of like being
it.
In a radio studio with you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, Steve. Now, I'm going to read this Google review from Marion. Says, Craig came to repair my hot water heater. He quickly diagnosed the problem and presented options. We chose to replace the mixer that was, and this was accomplished in good time. I really appreciate the knowledge and professionalism of the Peter Inch team, especially Craig and Rob. I always feel confident that a job will be well done.
Nice. Congratulations for both Craig and Rob. Yeah. Nice. Very
no,
good.
No Steve.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
That's right.
Now, another one here, Steve.
Is this a question?
This is a question.
Okay.
Right. And this one you should know because tough. You've already said it earlier in the show.
Okay.
It says, what sets you apart from other HVAC companies in the London area?
Well, our name is Peter Inch. Did you want more?
Yes.
I oh, okay. All right. More.
Well, heat loss, heat gain.
So when we go into a customer's house, especially if they're looking to upgrade their equipment, we do a full consultation, evaluation of your home. So we sit down. It's not just I've got 10 of these furnaces sitting in my warehouse collecting dust and I need to move them. That's not what we do. We go and we sit down with you. We ask you a lot of questions, find out what's going on in your house. Then we're going to do a technical assessment. We look at your furnace, the air conditioner, the ductwork, check how much air velocity, air capacity you have in your ductwork, as well as we measure the house for heat loss, heat gain. And then when we gather all that information, then we can make recommendations for you. Until then, you can't give a proper diagnosis to a customer.
And you can just buy any equipment and have it installed, and it's all the same, right?
No, it's not. I mean, it really, the most important day of your equipment is the day it's installed. It's important that you install equipment as per manufacturer specifications. So I tell customers, listen, if my guys are downstairs, they got the manual open, please don't be nervous. They're just checking to see if there's any updates that have happened since the last time they installed. Like furnaces, like manufacturers update revisions all the time. So they just stay on top of that, make sure that they're still doing everything that they're supposed to be doing correctly, and make sure it goes in properly.
So I got my gas license in 1978.
Yeah, you never work in my house.
But so I could, I can go and
you
put
can.
In a furnace today.
You can.
But do I have the knowledge to put in that furnace?
Well, I mean, you have the knowledge, but you don't have the, let's say, the expertise to do it on a day-to-day basis. So you could do it. You'd be extremely slow. But I just mean that because you don't do it every day. Those guys, like, they work in that field every day, and they know what they're doing. They understand going across finished ceilings and changing line sets and, then because the furnace comes out of the box doesn't mean it's set up properly. They still have to take the gas pressure and check all the components to make sure it's firing properly.
And everybody, in our company is going through training. So
yes.
Vanessa was away this week going through customer service.
Yep.
Not saying she doesn't know it, saying she knows it, but this is just tuning her up.
Right.
We've got a technician away at apprenticeship school.
Yep.
We've got, you're going down to Montreal to learn about where the industry's going.
I am, yep.
Everybody's taking training and trying to improve their knowledge.
Yes.
And continue to be upgraded on everything.
Right.
We all went to Toronto. We had, what was that, a daddy bus trip a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
We headed down to Toronto and looked at some new product.
Yeah.
So we're all learning.
We learn every single day, so we're constantly upgrading our skills and making sure that we stay on top of the leading edge for our customers.
So a question that came in says, I own a Lennox furnace. Can your technician still service and maintain it?
Absolutely. So it doesn't matter what brand of furnace you have. I mean, it's important to have the manual. We tell customers to leave the manuals down by the furnace. We actually have a pocket for them, so that way, when the technician's down there, he can just look that furnace up, check the manual, and just see what it's supposed to be operating under. So if it's a gas furnace or a propane furnace, we are licensed to do those.
And you should make sure, if we don't install it, whoever installs it leaves
the
manuals and everything there for people to look at this. Or if you sell your house, they're all there for the new homeowner.
Especially fireplaces. I mean, lots of times fireplaces, the manual goes missing. And the importance of that fireplace manual is log placement. So logs are supposed to be in a fireplace in a certain way. You just can't, decide that you want them to look different. That it doesn't work that way. So sometimes if the manual's not there, they may not know where those logs go, and that can be a problem. So just please keep your manuals handy.
And you shouldn't leave it in the bottom of the fireplace.
No. Yeah,
because then it will catch fire.
Yeah, that would be a bad thing.
But you should have it in a drawer or available and you need to find them.
Yes, so. Like all your manuals. I mean, it doesn't matter for your appliances, your everything, right?
And we're not perfect. We do make mistakes, right, Kim?
I don't know.
Wow.
I feel like we've had your technicians in our home many times, and we've been more than satisfied each time. Everybody's been great.
So we're not going to tell the Carter story?
No.
No.
That's not necessary, right? Let's let Carter rest, shall we?
All right, well, that Carter, I still look at it every year. Once a year, I play the video.
Yeah.
Can you buy filters from us? Is that something we do?
Can I answer that one?
Sure.
That is also another phone call that I made to Steve. And yes, you are able to buy filters from you guys.
Yes. And we'll even deliver them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We will. Yeah. No, yes, we are.
I mean, you're not doing anything in the office except playing music on Spotify. Yeah.
I got to
get in your car and deliver
songs,
a filter.
You know, that go on. So. So we want to thank Kim and Wes. Thank you very much for coming in today, being part of the show. Congrats. You know, we're happy to sponsor and
thanks.
Look forward to your success.
Yes.
What's going on?
We can appreciate it. It's always fun to hang out with you guys.
Yeah. And, you know, we won't cheer when you played Laura and Scott.
You just have to cheer the good shots.
Okay.
We'll stay neutral. Yeah, we'll just appreciate just all the good shots. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
No, and the Ontario Championship for mixed doubles is in St. Thomas in February.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So
woohoo.
You'll be able to watch the best mixed double players.
In the province.
Well, I was going to say in the world, but in the province.
Definitely in the province.
Yeah.
And congratulations on the success at Canada Curling Stone.
Thank you.
On all you've done and, you know.
And continue to do.
Yeah.
Right?
Thanks.
Yes.
And at world meetings, I was always plugging it when I was there. And
oh, no, the other thing, you do measures too, right?
Yeah, pretty much everything curling ice related except for paint.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank everybody for listening to us today. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. Are always online at peterinch.ca. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.